from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
All right, so we mentioned John Metchie a little bit earlier when we're sort of laying out some of the things we want to see. We might have to revisit that here in a little bit, about noon or so. But let's get specific, because we just sort of touched on some of the guys that need to, you know, sort of show something.
Do something, bro.
But can a preseason game be make or break? And let me explain on this just a little bit. Like, I think for Metchie, it is make or break. I don't know about this particular game. Maybe they'll give him another, you know, maybe they won't have a decision. And they're going to say they don't make a decision until after the preseason game. But they have a whiteboard in their offices.
Yeah.
You know, D'Amico and or Caserio. And they this is how every team does it. They set up some sort of, you know, sort of running depth chart. Well, it only adds up to 53, you know, outside of, like, practice squad, et cetera. So the top 53... I don't think John Metchie is on it right now.
Yeah, I think, to me, I think he's totally out, to the point where when they do put him out there, whatever he do, mm-hmm. I think he's just auditioning for another chance.
Yeah.
And getting some film stuff mm-hmm. at this point, man. I think just from a numbers game, I just don't see how he makes this team.
Yeah.
Like, he don't do special teams. So it's not a way where he can, you know, contribute punt returning or, you know, kick any of that.
Well, that's funny you say that about returns, because, like, we were talking about it yesterday, and I actually kind of felt silly afterwards, because here we are and we're doing it again. But I'm going to get to some other players is why we're mentioning John Metchie. I think he's absolutely off the board right now. I think he's absolutely the next 2 games playing for a job, if not here, somewhere else. But we mentioned it yesterday. You could easily argue that he might be the 8th or 9th best receiver in camp right now. You got the top 3. You have Noah Brown. You have Ben Skowronek. That's 5. You have Xavier Hutchinson, 6. Robert Woods, 7. And then Steven Sims is integral in the return game. That's 8.
Yeah. I just don't see how he make this team. And I know they're going to give him every chance. Mm-hmm. And let's say he do ball out the next 2 games to end preseason. Yeah. I think he just auditioning for another team, or maybe they trying to get him to do some stuff so they could up the trade value.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I don't know what they would get for him, but yes.
Yeah, I don't know. I think whatever he do, if he ball out the next 2 days, I don't think it matters.
It's not. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
okay.
I don't think it's going to
do
anything.
So we agree on that. I mean, it's almost a wrap, but he's definitely playing. You know, it's make or break.
I don't think if he ball out these next 2 games, they're going to like,
Yeah, hey, let's rethink everything.
Yeah.
Nah. Maybe. Second round pick. You know, Nick Caserio's, you know, pick and all that, maybe.
I think that's the slim chance right there that he was the second round pick.
Yeah.
And they think maybe he did unlock something. But
let's assume that that's the case. Anybody else? It's like these next 2 preseason games, and it might be more significant this week. Because, you know, you got starters playing, et cetera. I got a couple of names that I think, just based on the times that I've been out there, what we've seen in games, You think Jeff Okuda or CJ Anderson are playing for a job?
I think Jeff Okuda is.
Yeah.
I honestly think they brought him in to be CB2 or big chance to beat CB2.
Yeah.
I don't think they expected Lassiter to do what Lassiter is doing right now.
Yeah.
So I think he is fighting for a spot even on this roster. I have no faith in CJ Henderson. I haven't even heard his name throughout camp like that. So I think he's probably in the same position as Mechie, where let me just get out there, try to do something for another team. Maybe I could hop on another team's roster or something like that. I don't think CJ Henderson making this roster at all.
I don't think that's the case. I think let me put one qualifier on it. The qualifier is, like, you're going to have to find some room for some receivers or something here on the roster that you didn't have last year. Like, you kept six or whatever last year. You're going to probably keep, more. So maybe you kind of trim elsewhere. I think that's the qualifier. But I think they can't have enough cornerbacks. I don't think any team can have enough cornerbacks. And despite their ups and downs and, top picks and all that kind of underachieved, I think they just feel comfortable having those guys around. I don't think that those guys are in much danger, but the roster numbers might catch up to them.
Yeah. What about, to me, I was thinking about this one too, because they're going to have Petrie playing a lot of nickel.
Yeah.
What about
Dez?
I
don't think Desmond King. Well, that's interesting,
because that's his spot.
Yeah.
That was his spot. Yeah. And now I think if Petrie struggle, then you got Desmond King right there.
Released already.
Yeah, and they
brought his ass back.
Yeah. So I wonder if it work out how they think it's going to work out with Petrie, playing a little more nickel.
Yeah. I wish I knew more what they feel about the other nickel. They have three pure, in air quotes, nickels. They have obviously Jalen Petrie, Desmond King, and Miles Bryant. Yeah. Miles Bryant hadn't looked bad. Like, if you've been watching these games and been out to practice, he hasn't looked bad. He really hasn't.
That could be something. That could be kind of like maybe a money or numbers game with that, where maybe it's cheaper to keep a Miles Bryant and kind of let go of a Desmond King.
Yeah,
because Miles Bryant is solid, and if he don't have to, I guess, really do a lot for Jalen Petrie, then maybe that's it. That might be the better choice of keeping him rather than keeping or letting him go.
Another thing I wish I knew more about, and maybe I shouldn't say that on the radio because we're supposed to know a lot, but we're over there talking to people and watching them and all that, and digging in, but there's just so few roster spots now, but they need a fullback. But maybe they use someone else at fullback.
Yeah, I was about to say, they need a fullback? Yeah,
maybe they use someone else at fullback.
A lot of
fullback.
People don't be using a fullback like that.
I mean, Andrew Beck, nobody says, hey, Andrew Beck, I'm a huge fan. He's a good player that has been consistent on this team that they like and they rely on, and they have to have a fullback. So my first inclination is, this dude is in. He's in. But, dude, how do you get to 53? When you have extra receivers, you're probably going
to
keep.
That's why I would hate to be Nick Caserio.
Maybe,
man,
an extra running back you need to keep. Maybe an extra DB you need to keep, different from what you usually do. Like, do you run some other guys? And they have at practice. We do know that.
Yeah, but see, this is where they could kind of get a little funky with it. Mm-hmm. They can, let's say they decide to part ways with Andrew Beck.
Yeah.
They can use, that's when somebody like Dare can be.
That's what I'm saying.
He can move over and be a fullback.
Brevin Jordan.
And bring it, or Brevin
Hell,
Jordan.
Cade Stover.
Yeah. That's where they could get a little.
Skowronek has played in the backfield, and I wouldn't call him a fullback by any stretch.
Nah.
But I'm saying, in terms of filling the role, filling the set.
Yeah. That's where it could get a little scary to me when it comes to the tight end position with Brevin Jordan.
Yeah.
Where it's just like, oh, this ain't just no regular fullback.
Yeah.
This is somebody who.
Another weapon.
Hybrid.
Yeah.
This is somebody who technically is a tight end, but he looked like a damn receiver. He's fast like a receiver, and he can get you right there.
Yeah.
And this guy can catch. So they could get a little funky like that.
I like the way you put that, because my first thought, and that's why I kind of framed it like that, is there anyone else? I don't I don't know about the how they're going to approach the fullback position. My thought would be, if I had to make a bet, it would be Andrew Beck's going to be on the squad. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
You got to get to 53 somehow.
Yeah, honestly, I mean, I think he's going to make this roster too, but I won't be surprised if they say, nah, I think we, you know, yeah, we had him year one.
Yeah.
But right now, I think we good. We can we can do some cool little Bobby Slowick type stuff.
And that's another factor. Bobby can do that stuff.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, yeah. No, it's going to get interesting. Man, some weird, weird stuff happening around the sports world right now. Apparently, the MLB is considering some more drastic, and I mean drastic, rules changes for pitchers. And it's a simple question. You ever worn women's clothing? We're going to get to that next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.